Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you and your family members. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Members enjoy bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around, and the kind of service you can only get when you're part owner. So if you're not a member yet, join today. Visit FECCA.com to apply. FedEx Employees Credit Association is federally insured by the NCUA.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket. And they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Radio.com Cash Time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
This hour's word is basketball. You can text the word basketball, B-A-S-K-E-T-B-A-L-L, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have up until 12 noon. Grab your cell phone and text the word basketball to 72881. You can win $1,000. Radio.com cash. Doing codes every hour at the top. This hour's word is basketball. Text it to 72881. Another code word coming up at 12 noon.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on trailing back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're on with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to Hump Day, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting through the week. It's October 9th. I come in here a little bit surly. I had an experience last night that truly had me in a rage, John Martin. It had the devil talking to me. Frustrated and embarrassed I was. I'll tell you about that. But it's not about me, John. It's not about my experiences or my frustration. It's about this show and putting on a good one for our listeners as we try to do every day. Do we have a big show in store?
We do have a big show planned for you today. But I would say in this instance, Jason, your experience is very important. And I think it's a lesson and maybe something that people can take something from. And maybe, just maybe, we can get some justice in this world. Maybe we can do that. So anyway, we'll get to that, your experience last night.
All right.
But not before we do that.
I'm not having a great week.
No, you're not. But that's the beauty of radio. It's the beauty of life, right? For a lot of us, for the overwhelming majority of us, there is a next week, you know? I mean, now you're not promised that week, but the odds are pretty good that you're going to have a next week.
That was, yeah. Right.
And the odds are also good.
I thought you were going to say that it'll be better.
I was getting there.
Yeah.
The odds are pretty good, too, that because your Bears are off this weekend, that it will, by default, have to be a better week for you.
You're going to get in a little jab if you can. I should have known my partner would do that.
But here's the good news. You made it in today.
I'm here.
You're looking good. You got the fresh chop.
Anticipation of last night, actually.
You got the Star-Spangled Banner on. You're feeling patriotic this morning.
You like this polo pullover?
I don't like it. I love it. So, there are things in life to be grateful for.
I see you're on one today.
They don't even have a clue, Jason. Here's what we have going on the show today. At 11:25, who's going to join us, Jason?
At 11:25, Mark Giannato.
Yeah.
One of my favorite columnists. I see folks are picking favorites around here.
That's right.
Today. Jeff picked his favorite listener today. That can be very dangerous territory. So I'll just say that Giannato, one of my favorite columnists in town.
Yeah. One of my personal rules, I'm an all listeners matter type of guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They matter all the same. You know? Well, that's not really true. But we'll just say that. So Mark Giannato will join us at 11:25.
About to ask him. He's been writing a lot of columns.
Yes, he has. At 12:25, we're going to be joined by former NBA agent, now has his own website. His name is Matt Babcock, and he was in town for, basically just like everybody else that was involved in basketball, for Memphis' Pro Day, as well as R.J. Hampton. He didn't get a chance to see the game. He was out of town before the game last night, but he did see R.J. Hampton practice. So we will ask him, you know, obviously about Memphis Pro Day, about who stood out to him. You know, best I can tell, nobody on this station has really talked to anybody that was in the building for that. We talked to Penny Hardaway, right? But, like, you're not going to get an objective view of how guys performed. So we're going to do that. We're gonna talk to a guy who was in the building during the pro day, and we're going to get his thoughts.
Did he represent some Tigers at some point? That name is so familiar to me. And I could see by the look on your face, maybe not.
I'm not sure.
But maybe like a DJ Steffens or somebody at some point. I just remember writing his name in terms of, I want to tell you, we'll get to ask him. We'll ask him then. It just that name's so familiar to me. I feel like he's either represented a Tiger or some Memphian that's in the NBA or something like that. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, so anyway, we will talk to Matt about who looked good and who did not at 12:25 in the Memphis.
Contacts all over the country, John.
Yeah, we working, baby.
You're expanding your net.
We trying, baby. We trying. Hey, it ain't got anything to do with me. And I'll do God. And so we're going to talk to Matt Babcock.
My goodness.
At 12:25.
Lord, did you hear that?
And then at 1:25, we're going to talk to Anthony Sane. He'll be in studio. I'm assuming he was there last night at the Grizzlies-New Zealand Breakers game, which is a whole hell of a lot more than you can say, isn't it?
Yep. I had intentions of going down and actually got in the Mazda 06, gassed up. As John said, chopped up, CJ waved up.
Let me just give you a picture of how it sounded when Jason and CJ were on their way to FedEx Forum.
This is actually uplifting hearing this music. It gets me back to where I was yesterday because I actually was feeling pretty good about going down and seeing the Memphis Grizzlies. My son's favorite player, Jaren Jackson, Ja Morant, new Grizzly, taking on, John, as you know, the New Zealand Breakers, which featuring our guy we clearly love in R.J. Hampton. We had his father on yesterday. An opportunity, John, for me to go down and see Ja, first time in person, my son to see him, second year of Jaren, obviously, and, as I explained to CJ, a chance possibly to see a top five pick in next year's draft in R.J. Hampton. Now, he didn't play like one, but I'll get to that later because I didn't see the damn thing. You understand what I'm saying? We were all loaded up, John
Martin.
All right,
we got to cut it off now.
We were all loaded up. I'd bought my tickets on StubHub. Now, typically, I don't do this.
Mm.
okay?
Yeah.
But it's about an hour and a half before the game. My kid's on fall break, and I decide, you know what, I'm going to do something. I'm just going to get these things cheap. I figure they're a little bit – Brad told me I can get $6 tickets. Figure I can get a good deal on StubHub by going buy the tickets, John Martin. Get a good deal. I'm sitting down low, going to have CJ on this game
this
where it's
awesome.
Not, you're not paying full price.
This
but,
is awesome.
Yeah, we're going to pay for the good seats. We're going to sit down there and
CJ,
pay for the good seats.
CJ doesn't know the difference between preseason and regular season. I mean, to him, it's basketball.
He absolutely – he calls it a practice game. He's actually five, and he's actually grasped
okay,
that
well,
already. So give him a little bit more credit
well,
than what you're giving him right now.
The point
okay?
is,
that's
it's
a little
basketball.
Bit too much assuming on your part because CJ actually
I'm sorry,
knows, he
knows.
Calls them practice games.
Well, does he know who's, he, cut, who's getting cut to?
He was just as excited, though, because of the opportunity, obviously, to sit down close. John, he don't give a dang if it's the Breakers, to your point. He's going to see Jaren, his favorite player, Ja Morant, who I've told him is replacing Mike Conley. It's your chance to sit close. You understand what I'm saying? And my chance to get it at kind of a discount. You know what I mean? Because you got the New Zealand break. So I buy the tickets, John Martin. I'll take you to it. I buy them on StubHub.
Yeah.
Pull up the tickets. Of course, it goes through Ticketmaster to get it. So then I got to have my Ticketmaster account, all that. I'm able at the house, John, at 42 years old. Okay? To pull it all up, no problems. Tickets show up. They've been transferred. I got it.
Wow.
We're heading on down.
Isn't it's technology
the music,
amazing?
It's the music. It is. I actually told my wife, it's so great that you can do this. You just buy them on your way.
Oh, you said
just
that
on
to your wife?
Yeah. On a way, you know, just, hey, idea pops in your head. Let's go do something good for CJ and fall break. It's so great this day and age. You just get the tickets, head on down. They're already in your pocket, right? Already on your phone. John, I get down there. Actually, look up and hit the media lot. Okay, so don't have to pay for parking. Hey, things are going well. My week's looking up, John, after a bad weekend for me in the NFL. As soon as I got out of the car, I go to pull up those tickets on my Ticketmaster account. And as I hit the link, error code. Mm. All right? I knew I had a problem. Now, keep in mind, we're getting out of the car. CJ's still bouncing around. We just popped the tag on his new Memphis Grizzlies pullover. At the house. That's how excited this kid was. He's wearing his freshest, newest thing that we bought from our friend over at Wolf Chase. Nice little grizzly thing. Pop the NBA tag off of it. We're getting out. We're loading on in. And I'm looking at my phone, taking him across the street, and I'm getting these error codes. I'm constantly hitting them, getting these error codes, and I'm saying, oh, my gosh. And knowing that we're about to go through these security doors where they're going to scan it, obviously. And if I can't pull it up, John, what's that going to what do yeah. I do then? So I was already fearing what I knew was coming. And so I try to do what I think is a smart thing. I turn my phone all the way off, back on.
Yeah.
Still get the same damn error codes. I get to the security line right there walk through the parking garage, get to the security line with Chris. He still thinks we're going in. I though knew in the back of my mind trouble. So the wonderful woman at the security is like, hey, no problem. Like, just go to the front. You know, you'll get it all worked out at the front. So, John, we do that, whatever. Go around to the front. Chris is telling, we going to get in, Dad? We going to see Job? Yeah. Yeah, Chris, I hope so. I'm doing my best, as you can see, little five-year-old, all right?
You've already had to take
like,
a belt to him
see
once.
Me? Do you see me quitting? Do you see us walking back to our car? And I know I shouldn't be like that with a five-year-old, but I'm starting to get frustrated.
Right.
Dads probably can feel me that have been in this, or people, parents, can't get in. You thought you had something planned. Now it's going to go right. You can probably sort of feel the twinge of your patience is getting short, but you're embarrassed mostly because it's happening in front of your kid who you're setting up this experience for. Go to the front, John. Go to the ticket office. Now, let's keep in mind, at this point, they've already done the anthem on the radio. That's when we were getting out of the car. It's 7 o'clock. So there's no line because everybody that's going to be in there, they have 10,000 last night, is already pretty much in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm right there at the front of the line. And as soon as I said, hey, bought my tickets on StubHub, went through Ticketmaster, you know, it goes through Ticketmaster. The guy said, well, third party, can't help you because you bought your StubHub. So I turn around. And what I realize now is that I should have put up even more, is that I should have said, oh, there's got to be something else we can do. Like, surely, can I get a manager or whatever? Because what I did was going off that, well, I called StubHub up. And so, of course, I'm in the front of the form. Everybody's already in there. I'm calling StubHub. I'm on hold for whatever. We'll go through. I call StubHub. They give me nothing. No satisfaction. The tickets came through on your phone. Yes, sir. You saw them at your house? Yeah, I saw them at the house, but they didn't come up when I pulled them up here at the arena. Sir, that's not our fault. You got the tickets transferred. We can't help you call Ticketmaster. Call up Ticketmaster. John, I'm on the phone for a damn hour. In the meantime, my son is playing in a drainage ditch-looking thing in the front of the forum. He's playing. He's dropping his hands down there. They're getting all dirty.
Brad,
okay?
This
so
night has
he's
turned
pretty
dark.
He's getting out of control and running. He's looking at the balls down at the front of the forum, wanting to run down there. I'm on the phone trying to tell him, Chris, stay near me. I got dudes trying to sell me tickets. You understand what I'm saying? From the street, you need two? No, I'm supposed to have two already, bro. Because a vision softly creeping. You see me shaking?
Yeah. This man is shaking. He is visibly shaking.
It was the ticket.
He is taking off the belt again.
It was the Ticketmaster, folks, really. Because what clearly happened, and I've come to this, like, Jimmy Smits on this, man, you understand? I've got it figured out.
The blue.
Ticketmaster blocked me out of my account, okay? Because every time I try to pull up my tickets on there, I get the error code. I can show you what that damn thing looks like. It's in it. I saw it in my dreams last night. Error code 401. No entry. You can't get in. And yet they told me, John, after they got my IP address and all that, they come back and said, well, we can't find that you're blocked. After they suggested that that's what might be what it was, said, no, we can't find that you're blocked. By this time, I've loaded up CJ in the car. Again, I told you I was on the phone with Ticketmaster for an hour, okay? It's halftime. There's no point of going in anymore, John.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Who knows if John Jeremy's going to play? I realize it got close in the third quarter, sounded like. We might have still seen a game. But damn it, I wanted to see the whole game.
Yeah.
So we loaded up, and we headed home. I'm still on the phone with Ticketmaster the whole way.
That's depressing.
By the end of it, after I get the first Ticketmaster, says, oh, sir, I'm so sorry. I'll pass you on to my supervisor. Yes, we'll get this corrected. This dude gives me all the reasons why they're not going to pay me back. They're not going to reimburse me.
What?
Yes. Yes. The principal. Now, it's not even about what I paid, because I got a discount, right? It's the principal of the thing, man. So I get no tickets. Your delivery service doesn't give them to me when I need them, right? I get no refund. More importantly, CJ gets no game. As soon as we get back to the house, what's he tell his mom?
What does he tell his mom?
Dad messed up the tickets.
Oh, no.
We didn't go to the game.
Well, that's another.
And just like you're looking at me, Brad, that's how my wife looked at me.
Belt coming off again.
I don't know what it is. I'm so ineffective when I get on the phone with these people. And they're asking me my IP address, and did I look on another device? He asked me, did I pull it up on another device? Why would I have a laptop down here? I'm trying to watch it as a fan. What am I going to ask somebody if I can pull it up on their phone?
It is a preseason game, okay? It is a preseason game against a team that isn't even from this country, and they are giving you the third degree. I mean, that to me is, I understand, like, you got to do your job and all that, but at some point it's like,
I just try to go to the thing as a fan. These people, I just try to go to the thing as a fan. Try to do my part, right? Just try to go and have that experience again.
I mean, this act like this is the AFC Championship game, bro.
Bro, thank you.
My God.
Bro, thank you. So what? There were 10,500 and whatever it was, and there should have been two more in there last night. I don't get to see the game at all. I got look. The Grizzlies don't play again here.
Well, it wasn't about
Charlotte
you seeing
on
the game.
Charlotte on my. It's about me seeing the game with my kids.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Charlotte, I think, is Monday.
Yeah.
And by that time, Chris is back at school. It's a 7 o'clock start. Hey, that's a late night.
Right.
My kid's bedtime's 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Right.
So, I mean, I get, you know, he's on fall break. Would have been I get killed out of this experience because Ticketmaster lying to me. I know they are. Okay?
Yeah.
That I wasn't blocked out of my account. When I know you went in there, you looked. By the time you come back, oh, I can get in. But I'm back at the house. John, I pulled the tickets up just fine.
Well, to me, the easy
John,
thing
John, I tried to pull them up 60 times down there.
To just give you two similarly priced tickets because it's so clear that you paid for them.
The mistake I made is once I told Ticket Man at the front of the Grizzlies off, once I told him StubHub, he said third party. Now, I figured once I said, now, wait a minute. StubHub sends me through Ticketmaster. Can't y'all help with that? Oh, no, the StubHub. No, StubHub. I should have raised more of a fuss there and said, no, well, they're sitting in my Ticketmaster account. Can't y'all pull that up?
Yeah.
But I didn't do that, man, because by that time I'm ineffective and frustrated and all that stuff. I'm just trying to call StubHub and Ticketmaster on the phone. You know, at that point, it did not dawn on me that Ticketmaster had locked me out of my account and that they could pull it up.
I mean, that thing was empty last night. They couldn't have hooked you up. Seeing you with your kid.
Man, we had Rod Hampton up in here. I can't get two tickets. Try to pay for him and do my part. I still can't get in.
Maybe
with
you
folks.
Should have texted Ron, man. Maybe you should have.
See, I try not to do that because you know what ain't on me? You know what ain't on me, John, that's on you? It's a big star that says special.
I don't agree with that, but you also have a lot of stars on you.
Well,
on this
I do today, so it was a weird thing to say. But maybe
you'd have worn that.
Look, they say that the squeaky wheel gets it or whatever, gets the oil. How's the saying go?
The squeaky
wheel
hinge gets the grease.
Squeaky wheel.
You
gets
go
the
down,
grease.
But see, that's what I told myself. That's what I'm doing on the phone with these people. I've never seen so many excuses not to give a man back his $48.
$48.
Now you laughing.
I mean, I know.
I told you they came at a discount because, again, it's the New Zealand breaker.
Exactly.
Now, I don't want to hear about you. See, I knew that. Look, if I said the price, that would take. John, it's about the principle of the thing.
A 5-year-old's experience with his father was taken away from him last night because of corporate ineffectiveness. And we will not stand for this. So if you will, please join me. No justice, no peace.
You want to make fun of my situation. Yeah, as usual.
I'm not making fun of you.
Yes, you are.
No, we are not going to stand for this. We're going to stand up to corporate America here, right now. And we will not use your service until this is made right. Until this is made right.
You want to play.
I can only imagine, though, from your behalf, you're trying to do a good thing. It is so true, man. It is so true. I learn this every time I try. No good deed goes unpunished. It is the truest thing that has ever been written or said. You try to do a good thing, try to take your kid down to the FedEx Forum, watch it, you know, get some nice seats for him, and you can't even get in. You can't even get in. And you paid, and I know that junk came out this morning because you told me. So they took that money.
StubHub got that money.
So here's the way to make this right. Here's how we use StubHub again.
Ticketmaster needs to make it right.
Whoever it is, Ticketmaster, StubHub, both of them, they refund you your money and they comp you tickets to a big Grizzlies game. That's how they make it right. If that's what they cared
again,
about, that's what they would do.
That feels like I'm not asking for special. I just want my money. You understand what I'm saying? I guess at this point I'm not asking for a new experience or anything like that. I just feel like I want. I'd like to have my money back, but it's gone. It's sad.
It is sad.
But that's pretty much been my life lately. You understand what I'm saying? And that said, you still got to look around and think about all the things that you're grateful for, right, John Martin?
No, you got to get the money back.
You're grateful for a 5-0 Memphis football team that's taking on Temple.
Man, you can't keep pinning everything on Memphis football. That's a lot of pressure for them.
You're grateful for a college basketball program that certainly got the attention of the country. Led by Penny Hardaway and an exciting staff. You understand what I'm saying? You're grateful about a Memphis Grizzlies, the team that one day my son may get in there to actually see. If his father can be a little bit more effective on getting tickets downloaded to his phone.
Now,
it's a sad but true story. And I tell you what, I probably felt, St. Louis, I may have told this story before. We go up to Bush, going to catch Cubs cards, me and my dad. We bought scalper tickets, you know, bought fake ones, Brad. So by the time we get up to the front, how I felt last night, right, not being able to pull these things up is probably how my dad felt, right, when we get to the front and that gate person tells us, I'm sorry, guys, but these are fake tickets. And so it's that feeling as a parent.
Right.
And unfortunately, CJ, you know, little innocent CJ, has to take a lot of the brunt of the frustration. It was an unfortunate occurrence, but one we will get through. One we will absolutely get through because again, John,
Faith is going to pick up the phone today.
Well, see,
that's how you're going to get through it,
ladies and gentlemen. This is what my co-host thinks of me. Tell him this story last night. He's like, "Oh, that's awful." Well, you going to have Faith call him? Because he knows I'm not going to get the refund. He knows how ineffective I am in these situations. And for some reason, I tell you what, for that hour that Ticketmaster person gave me all those excuses, had me on the phone, passed me to 3-4 different supervisors, my wife has a power. You will be on the phone 2 to 3 minutes with her before you break. I don't have that. And so, speaking of things you're grateful for, I'm grateful that I've got that wife that completes me in that.
Yep.
And you better believe I'm sicking her on you today, Ticketmaster. You're going to get an earful.
Good luck. Good luck. Because it's going to, yep. I'm telling you, you're going to get, man, you might get some Paw Patrol tickets. You might get some AFC. You might get some Chiefs Patriots tickets.
Faith be having it. They send we're sorry cards exactly along with the refund. You know what I'm saying?
In fact, bro, you're going to get season tickets.
I got the black woman on you now.
You're going to get Grizzly season and tickets out of them.
We going to get some satisfaction.
I feel sorry for the person on the other end of that line when that call comes in. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee you there's going to be this.
Oh, my Lord.
Let me transfer you to a supervisor.
I've sick my wife on you. Because, again, I mean, and it's out of fish. Her, knowing her husband failed, she got to clean up my mess. But we've got to get some satisfaction. So there it is. I didn't get to see the Breakers. Sounds like I didn't miss too much from R.J. Hampton. Only 2 points.
Only 2 points.
He looked like an 18-year-old out there. Like Ja.
Ja.
17 assists, 2 games. I like that. Yo, Jaren, 17 rebounds, 2 games. I've been on the outside looking in so far.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be on the inside looking at it here soon.
Well, I can tell you, just let me know when that call from Faith is placed, and we that will soon be remedied, okay?
Okay.
But we appreciate the effort, and that's what's important.
Just trying to do my civic duty, man, go support this team's local franchise.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
No justice, just us. It's me and Chris outside the forum, everybody else inside.
What I can guarantee Ticketmaster this before we get to Mark Giannotto is there may be no justice. There may be no peace. But there's going to be a whole hell of a lot of faith for your ass.
Well said.
When we come back, Mark Giannotto is going to join us. We will talk to him, maybe not about this debacle, but about the Tigers, about R.J. Hampton, and about more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio.com Cash is coming up at 12 noon. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the first things clients ask me is, what is my case worth? It depends on the injury, liability, and damages. And in most cases, it depends on the lawyer you hire. All lawyers are not the same. I would like to invite you to visit ForThePeople.com to see what your case might be worth. You will see injuries like yours, offers made by the insurance company, and verdicts made by juries. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. We try more cases than any firm in America every year, and that's important. Insurance companies know which law firms try cases and which firms settle cheap. Your case value is different in the hands of different lawyers. I've been around now a long time, fought countless battles. We are fighters who take on giants. In some cases, you hired your lawyer without doing your research, and you can just as quickly fire them if you now think you made a mistake. You only get one swing of the plate. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
The only thing for certain with the change of seasons is constantly fluctuating outdoor temperatures. But with a new high-efficiency Trane home comfort system from Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can count on comfortable temperatures inside your home every day of the year. Let Landmark upgrade your old, inefficient home comfort system today and take up to 36 months to pay, interest-free. Call us today to schedule your free in-home assessment at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
To the haunted web and take fear
to the extreme.
The largest, most disturbing haunt in Memphis is all new. The Haunted Web at the corner of Perkins Road and I-240. 5 horrific haunted attractions in one secure all-indoors location. Number one in Memphis. Number one in Tennessee. Get tickets now at hauntedweb.com and take fear to the extreme. Hauntedweb.com.
The fear is real.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans starting as low as 1.99% APR. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. APR accurate as of today's date. Conditions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Columnist for the Commercial Appeal. He's one of my favorite columnists in town, maybe my favorite, but we're not doing that today because people are getting offended when you pick the favorite. He joins us now. Brother Giannotto, how are you? You've been busy.
Yeah. Been pretty busy.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, I can now hear myself.
Now we're good.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, Memphis was the center of the NBA scouting world the past couple days, so had to chronicle that. You got football, you know, undefeated. I just came from football practice.
I have to tell you, I was very impressed yesterday with your on your show with your Australian accent. Would you mind giving us anything? Can you do it on? Can you do it on really just on call, or is it something you got to draw up and get to?
Well, technically I was trying to be a New Zealander, and that did, but it just sounded like an Australian.
There is a difference. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah, you do it smiling, and ones with
all I know is that when I walked into that New Zealand break, it was 6 o'clock at night on Monday night, and I walked into that New Zealand Breakers workout, and I was just greeted with several, good day, good day, good day.
Matt Walsh was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, so it's funny.
And pretty open.
I don't know Matt.
Oh.
We have a guy I was really good friends with in college was one of his really good friends growing up in the Philly area.
Okay.
And so, like, I'd been
around. Connection.
Hung out. We've been in the same place before. I wouldn't say hung out. We've been like, you know, that guy had a graduation party and I was there and Matt Walsh was there, you know?
Yeah.
So like I wouldn't say we certainly are not friends. He recognized my face. Is that he knew me somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I mentioned, I was like, oh yeah, Randy Friedman. And he, oh yeah. Okay. And he like put the connection together, but yeah, no, he was great. Talking about, I mean, I thought his non-answer, like he talked about how they're going after more guys like R.J. Hampton.
Yeah, reading his quotes in your column, I got the sense it felt like he was recruiting R.J. against Memphis. You know what I mean? Just like the schools. I mean, they were going hard trying to get this kid over there.
When he came on the radio, he was like, "We weren't competing against other leagues. We were basically his main competition was Penny, Mike, and Bill Self. Like that's who he was recruiting against. Now,
and he won."
He won. Now,
yeah,
now
he had a lot more to give him.
Yeah, it was like basically the other guys had one hand tied behind their back, whereas he had a hand with, you know, whatever it was, $500,000, $800,000 in it, whatever it ended up being. But he's a charismatic guy, and, you know, that team, his ownership group includes, he's like the lead partner, but it includes Sean Marion. It includes the Pardon My Take guys like Dan Katz, PFT commenter and you know, those guys. So it's and they're pushing the envelope, it seems like.
Right.
And they're going after 2020. And I asked him specifically on the radio yesterday, I go, is Jalen Green one of the guys you're going after? And he talked around it and it became pretty obvious just with his he could have said no very easily. And so I think they are going after Jalen Green this year is one of the guys they're targeting to try and do this.
Sounds like, I mean, when we talked to Jalen Green's stepfather, like if the number's there, if the number's high enough, if Matt Walsh can get the number high enough, then they would consider it strong.
It also depends on how RJ does, right?
Yes. And so, you know, like last night, I do think last night was bigger than I think they want to make it out to be, just because he's got these are the only two opportunities he's going to have to go against NBA guys before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this game, it was against Ja Morant. Tomorrow night in Oklahoma City, it's going to be against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Looked great.
You know, I would just say if he has another performance where he kind of is a just total non-factor like last night, I actually do think it will hurt him a little bit in these, you know, once we get to the draft next year.
Well, especially right? when Vonnie's saying that you got a shot at number one, right? Last night didn't look like a kid that, that looked like a, that he's got a shot at number one.
Now, Walsh and all them were talking, you know, it sounds like he's looked pretty good for the most part. In the practices, and you know what
else? That's what Gavone said. He's looked great there.
Yeah,
and, you know, of course, got the size and everything else. But
and that team wasn't bad. I mean, that team was solid. You know, it wasn't like the Israeli team they played.
Scotty Hobbs
the weekend.
And a couple others.
Yeah, Scotty Hobbs and Corey Webster is a guy on that team who, like, I think he led the World Cup in scoring. So Brandon Ashley played at University of Arizona. Like, there's some you know, they won that NBL last year.
Yeah,
the New Zealand Breakers did so. We'll see. I mean,
he ain't 6'6". Dad tried to say he's 6'6", or grown to it. No,
he's not 6'6". He's like 6'4".
He's 6'4".
Yeah,
which is still good size for
it
point
is
guard.
Good size for point guard. But let's stop. We can stop selling the 6'6".
Like, I don't see number one pick.
That's why you're trying to. It feels like you're trying to get him number
like
one.
If he was
6'6",
he would have towered over Ja.
Right.
And he did not tower.
Honestly, if he was 6'6", like he might be the number one pick in the draft. Like he might actually like you. But I don't really see like. And again, maybe it wasn't a fair gauge. He's playing against guys who are already NBA
Part
players.
Part of the draw to Melo, he's 6'7" point guard.
But
you
yeah.
keep adding the inches, and that it makes you a little bit more attractive. Especially if you're talking about the one pick or the six pick.
No doubt. Okay, let's go to the pro day over at the University of Memphis.
Okay.
Now you saw 30 minutes. I saw 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Unless you snuck in there, did you sneak in there?
I did not. No, trust me, I don't think they would let me.
Oh no, they wouldn't. You had to sneak in.
I would not. They'd notice me. Let's put it that way.
What did you think of just the presentation of and just the spectacle of everything?
Oh, I thought it was significant in that. Well, one, it sounds like so. Jason Munns talked to Gavone after the pro day, and he was one of the things he raved about was how well put together the whole event was.
Talking to Penny about that yesterday. He had to be proud of that. It's first class.
You know, like basically, he's like sometimes you go to this and they. You know, the scouts are in the upper deck and it's low. The energy isn't there and you're not doing stuff. Basically, the coaches are just going to have their practice.
Mm-hmm.
And Penny didn't do that. They catered it to the scouts
Absolutely.
And execs that were there. And it sounds like Cody Toppert played a big role in that because he's been part of these
right.
recently. And so, yeah, so I just thought it was significant in that, I mean, look, they haven't had a draft pick since what? They've gone like 5 years without a draft pick, 6 years without a draft pick. And now, you know, obviously we know they're going to have guys drafted this year. That streak is going to end.
Right.
But it was just another indication of how much the program has changed when you just looked around that room and saw everyone who was there. And I also thought it was, you know, I do think – like, I think if Memphis had this pro day 2 weeks later, 2 weeks earlier, a bunch of scouts would have come, execs, decision makers would have come. But I think the fact that RJ was here in town is why so many were here.
Sure.
And Penny and them were very smart to align this with that. They got way more eyeballs on their players than they otherwise would have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was very smart. And but, yeah, just the spectacle of it all was pretty cool. Just knowing this is going on, both this and the RJ thing, like just having this going on in the city, it felt, you know, Hoop City really was like Hoop City. Like it was the center of the basketball universe for 48 hours. And that's, you know, that's something you can play up on the recruiting trail.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
just something, it's just nice to have in your back pocket as just a
right.
citizen of Memphis. Like, it's cool that, that Memphis can host something like this.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, not everybody could do it, because if everybody could do it, they would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think a lot of programs could do it if they have multiple pro prospects. But,
I mean, what other teams are doing it this year? It's like Kentucky and Duke, think, are having pro days.
Right,
I don't really know any
other. Arizona doing it? No.
Maybe Washington can do it because
they have those two lottery picks.
But there's not – you know, Vanderbilt did it a year ago, but they really only had one guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they had two with the Simi Shitu.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's just not that many teams that can do it. And – you know, Memphis not only did it, but they had a packed gym full of NBA decision makers.
Yeah. Sound like Boogie really raised some eyebrows too in terms of the things he did physically, the vertical, how fast. We watched him in the sprints. He's maybe the fastest guy on the team, possibly. Maybe put him up against Tyler Allo too. He might be faster than those guys. Maybe he did the most in terms of opening some scouts' eyes, because like we were saying, they've seen Precious and James. Right?
Yeah, the people I talked to were like, you know, like I just felt like with. They'd seen, not just that they'd seen Precious and James, they'd seen them in this type of setting mm-hmm. multiple times already. So right. there was nothing they were going to do that was going to, like, up. Well, obviously, James can't really elevate his stock anymore. He's already in the number one pick. But, like, there wasn't going to be anything those guys could do to really elevate their stock. These guys want to see them in games. Like, mm-hmm. that's what's going to really affect them. And, yeah, I think Boogie, from the sounds of it, like, there was a consensus that he really made an impression on these guys. And that's the point of this event. This isn't what's going to get him drafted, as Mike Schmitz told me Monday night. Like, this is just a piece to the puzzle. But now these guys are going to be tracking him, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, this guy is interesting. And it sounds like I think the most important thing was that, from what Gavoni told Munns, is that he showed more point guard tendencies than he ever had before, again, in settings right. like this, whether it's like AAU or right. showcases, like All-American games. At this event, at this pro day, he showed more point guard tendencies, which is, one, good for his draft stock.
Right.
Two, it's a good sign for this team this season, because it seems like, to me, him playing point guard will be – I guess they don't need him to be a pure point guard, because you've got Damian Ball, because you've got Alo. You can manipulate your lineups in a way where you could cover that up. But, you know, you've seen in these recent NCAA tournaments, a lot of the best teams have multiple playmakers on the perimeter who can not just playmakers who can create their own shot, but playmakers who can create for others on the floor. And I think my guess is we'll see a lot of Memphis because of the depth on the perimeter for them.
Yeah, my prediction for the starting lineup is going to be, and I know this is going to be, you know, somewhat maybe controversial to some, but I think the starting lineup is going to be, as of today, Damian Ball. I will go Lester Quinones at the two, DJ at the three, Preston James.
I think DJ's coming off the bench.
That's what I think right now.
Oh, you did not have Boogie in the starting lineup, correct?
Correct.
So I think Boogie's going to start, brother.
Yeah.
He's starting.
It's going to be.
That's what I think.
I think DJ's going to come off the bench and kind of be your microwave guy. Your score. Him and Tyler. Your two. One sort of as your 3/4, and then Tyler as your 1/2 off the bench. Microwave. Come in and get me some buckets, guys. And I think you'll have, because Ball is so big and rebounds so well for his position, you don't need like a big guy at the three, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think Ball can rebound like a three, so to speak. And so you have then because he's a non-shooter, and I still think we don't know what we're going to get shooting-wise from Precious and James. Mm-hmm. I think you want two shooters out on the floor in Lester and Boogie.
I would agree with that.
You're telling me from the intel. That's what you're saying.
I'm not just throwing stuff at the wall.
Oh, I'm sure you're not.
Interesting. But I also think this. I think it will change, because I think the lineups are going to be so fluid in the beginning of the year that I don't think that lineup's going to do very well.
Look at last year. He switched
floor,
that lineup,
you know,
like 10 times before conference play.
Yeah, like I think you need to have Boogie and Lester on the floor. I think the point of having two bigs like James and Precious is to maximize them, is to have shooters on the floor, because that's what they do. They take pressure. Mm-hmm. And so why would you only have one shooter on the floor? So to me, like, that's the best lineup is probably, if I had to say, as of right now, the best lineup to maximize the team, and maybe we disagree, but Damian, Boogie, Lester, Precious, James. To me, that's the best lineup right now with shooting, because you need shooting on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, because you have shooters, even though John Gassaway doesn't think so.
I'm just not – it's amazing to me how far we've come with Ball. and how we've all bought into the he will be now be a starter. Ball was at one point almost an afterthought in this recruiting class.
Penny loves him. Don't get me wrong. They need someone who's going to do the other stuff.
Right.
Who's
not going to get obsessed with scoring.
Who doesn't need.
I just think this is the deal. When you guys sit DJ or when you sit Boogie, there will be, what are you doing not starting, like with those guys? There will be people around those guys that say, what are you, you decommitted from Duke. You got to come off the bench. The same thing for DJ, who wanted to know he was a priority for this thing. With Ball, it's almost, he's the guy who doesn't give a damn whether he's coming off the bench or not, and probably the guy who is not going to have those camps in his ears saying, man, you should be in the starting lineup. Or even if they are, right, Ball's the kind of guy that's like, I don't give a damn, you know, and I'm not telling you that DJ and Boogie are going to be those guys, but there's more potential.
Oh, I agree with you there.
Those are guys that have been at the forefront their entire time, haven't had to, you know, kind of go that route that Ball has. And so just from a mindset standpoint, it feels like Ball could be that super guy. And again, if we're talking about shooting, that's his big key. He hasn't proven. And if you're going inside out, you want shooters all over that floor. Well, that's the one question mark. Again, though, I know what he brings, defense, athleticism, and I know how good he's been this offseason. But he's the one guy that I know can handle coming off the bench.
It'll be fascinating because I don't think you're going to go through this season with – like, Penny is not going to be able to go through this season without hurting some people's feelings.
It's inevitable.
It's going to happen. You're right about
and
that.
And it's about how he – once they're feeling – like, you're not going to be able to prevent the hurt feelings. It's how you then handle the hurt feelings afterwards.
Can you keep them involved?
You know,
that's it.
And
that's
so – you know, whether it's because, like, I think, you know, for instance, like, my personal opinion, like, I think Precious is awesome physically and what he potentially brings. Like, I think there's an argument to be made. What about playing DJ at the four? Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, like, he will. Like,
he's going to see some
time. Even if DJ Jeffries doesn't start, I feel confident in his getting starters minutes. Like, he will play because he's so multi-positional. Like, if Precious has foul trouble, like, DJ's going to, like, slide there.
That guy can score from every level. That's the thing about it, right? And if you're playing an inside-out game like you guys are talking about, you want those scores wrapped around those inside guys and all the way around and not have – so just to that point, I just wonder if we're getting a little bit – with DJ especially, I mean, as skilled as he is.
My one question with DJ, I've said this several times.
Defensively?
I want to see when he has to play against guys who are as athletic or more athletic than him, he sometimes struggles. Like, if you watched him on the EYBL, he had games where he looked great, but he also had games where he was going against pretty athletic guys. Like, there was a game where he dueled RJ Barrett and looked fantastic. But there were other games where, unless he was out in transition, he struggled at times going against guys who were as athletic or more athletic than him. And so, to me, there is some proving he needs to do. I'm not saying he can't. He looked like, honestly, when you look at him now, he looks much better physically.
He does.
And you go, if he was doing what he was doing before with not the toned body, with, you know, not the college weight training program, maybe his athleticism has jumped a half step, so to speak, because of that. And so, but I want to see that, though. Right. I want to see him take it to guys who are as athletic as him. Because in high school in Mississippi, like, he took advantage of the fact that he was just a lot better than everyone he was facing.
There's no question
for the
about
most
that.
Part.
Real quickly, how tough do you expect this Temple game to be on the road for the Tigers this weekend?
I think it's going to be a pretty tough game.
6-point favorites, I think.
I think it's going to be a pretty tough game. I think Temple
got
is
defense.
Now Temple's defense is really good. Their offense is no slouch. Actually, they're like 44th. They're not that far behind Memphis in total offense. What their offense does, their quarterback turns the ball over.
Yeah, he did. They just don't score, right? They'll move it up and down the field.
Yeah, they've had a lot of turnovers. But I think this is going to be their toughest game to date. I think this team's better than Ole Miss and Navy, and it's on the road. It's going to be a big moment for this offense. We saw against Navy in the second half; it looked really good. In the first half at Monroe, it looked good. They can't have just a half game, I think, in this one, especially with how good this defense is. And it's going to be a big game for that O-line. Like, Brady White took some shots in that Monroe game. And this Temple front seven is easily the best front seven they've gone against.
Yeah.
And so that O-line, this is going to be a spotlight moment for them, because I think Brady the past couple games has shown if he has time, I think he's going to make enough throws to keep defenses honest. Mm-hmm. I think I'm convinced of that at this point. The problem is when he's under duress, he's just not going to be a guy who's going to create much under duress.
Yeah.
And I think Temple's going to say, like every defense at this point, like, we're not going to let you
beat us.
We're not going to let you run over us.
Right.
But my prediction in the paper was 24-21 Memphis. I think this is going to be kind of a defensive game. Memphis's defense is going to need to play better than it did against Monroe, but I think it will. I think they win this one, but I think it's going to be the toughest game of the season so far.
Yeah. Mark, always appreciate it, man. Good work as always.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
He is Mark Giannotti. You can hear him every afternoon, 2-4. Read him over at commercialappeal.com. We will come back. We're going to talk some Memphis basketball recruiting a little bit later in the show. Got a couple developments on that front. Also, maybe a resolution, Jason. Someone called the front office here.
What?
They left a name for you, and they want you to call them. We'll talk about that when we come back. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days. And you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish. And I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5 pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements, take it at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing, plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the experts with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no-interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry. These specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Tunica's Horseshoe Casino proudly presents Gin Blossoms and Tonic, Gin and Tonic Tour, live in concert. Multi-platinum rockers Gin Blossoms and alt-rock chart toppers Tonic, live. The Gin and Tonic Tour. If you can't mess. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets or visit horseshoetunica.com for more details. Ages 18 and up must be 21 or older to gamble. Know where to stop before you start gambling. From call 1-800-522-4700.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, They match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky sweat.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law. That's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Head on over. It's lunchtime. You get yourself full of the best wings in town. 5699 Mount Moriah, 7199 Stage Road. Billy Richmond is the man putting on for the city. Putting on the best wings, party hole, boneless, however you like your wings. He's got you covered there. He's going to cover you, too, and cover those wings in the best premium with the best premium flavors in the land.
Yeah, they are the best premium flavors in the land. You can't find them anywhere else. A lot of places say they're the best in town. The Wing Guru says and is the best in town. They got the Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Spicy Taco, 901. Our man Billy Rich, I don't know if you saw this, 40 under 40, the Memphis Business Journal.
So big time.
Well deserved.
I know, what a special 30 under 30 and now a special 40 under 40. I know a guy from each list.
Yes, you do.
That makes me powerful when I've got powerful friends like that. Billy Richmond is blowing up, and it's because you guys have found out he's got the best chicken in town. Do not sleep on his gourmet burger. Don't forget about that one as well, John, as his catfish and fried okra. It's fantastic. The story is everything's fantastic. Over to Wing Guru. See for yourself.
One day you'll make a list, man. Can we get you on the 50 under 50 list?
That's my only shot at this point. I think I'm the only one walking through these 929 halls that ain't been on one of those lists.
Well,
so 50 for 50, if they even do a 50 for 50,
hold on now,
is my only shot.
Now,
Brad, you and me, baby. Maybe we can make the 50 for 50 list, bro.
I think, honestly, the only people that have been on the 45
under 45?
I was on 30 under 30, as you can tell right here. Or 20 under 30.
You don't need to show it to me. I see you and Gary up there every day.
Yes. Gary was, I think, 40.
40 under 40, wasn't he?
Yeah. So I think that's it, though. Calkins has never been on one of those lists. Maybe he has, but I don't know.
Some people are above lists like that. Calkins is one of those.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess Jeff is above lists like that. He would turn down the nomination.
He's an emeritus type, you know?
Yeah, maybe that is true. Maybe that is
the biggest.
He is the when I turn on his show every day, it says the biggest sports columnist.
Absolutely.
That's I wasn't sliding anybody by saying that.
That's how you describe him.
I don't know, Brad. I don't know if you were.
Everybody
or not.
Gets so sensitive when you compliment somebody else, you know. But no, everybody's good.
Yeah,
y'all should be on lists.
What you have done, Brad, is you have assembled one of the greatest stables in radio history. Now, did we have as good a year as we had last year? No, we didn't. We got to get back to business in 2020. We got to get back on that Marconi nomination
top
list.
Five. Yeah.
But listen, you know, you're allowed to have off years. It happens. There are rebuild years every single year in sports. Anyway, before we came back with Giannotto, just so you know, I don't know if this man is with Ticketmaster or StubHub, but he did call the front desk. I'm not going to say his name, but he says he has tickets for you and for CJ for the difficulties that you had yesterday at the Grizzlies.
That's very kind. Now, I'm humbled. Again, in a little bit, I'm flattered and humbled. What I didn't want is like extra. It's like, you know, because I'm not special. I'm not special. I really just some kind of, but anyway, just the act of that and the reaching out, clearly that's somebody who's listening and gives a damn about my experience. So I appreciate that.
Well, we
no
all
question
care.
About it. Yeah. John, I appreciate it. You're maybe it was your no justice, no peace chant really is what really helped me there.
Well, listen, we were trying
Thanks
to
a lot,
we were trying to stir the masses, man. We were trying to get people to care.
Well, so to this gentleman and to all others that have reached out, I really appreciate you guys.
No, just him.
Y'all are what lift me up. No, I've had a few tell me what I should have done on Twitter.
Well, that's always nice. To what you should have done.
That's what I told my wife. It's like when I tell this, they're going to give me all that good advice that you get late. You should have given me a call. It's like with my ticket downtown. I'd have handled that for you if you just called me up. You know
no
what
doubt.
I'm saying? Yeah, you get that. No, I appreciate all of it, very much all of it. It's a show of the people, and as I told you guys, I'm one of you. Nothing special. So I really appreciate the folks that have reached out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, lots more to come here on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about Memphis basketball recruiting, so you're not going to want to miss that, as well as a lawsuit. We've been following this Mike Postle story, right? A lawsuit has officially been filed against him, and it's for a lot of money, Jason. Uh-oh. It's for a lot of money.
You've been on this.
So we're going to do that when we come back. Jason and John, 97.5 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Join Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this October 26th at the Spooktacular Party. Enjoy a DJ, dance floor, and costume contest with a chance to win $5,000 cash. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
If you love to play golf but hate the expense of each round, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Irene Golf and Country Club has a deal for you. Their low-cost memberships come with unlimited championship course play and access to the driving range, pool, and fitness center. It's fun for the entire family. Just sign in and you sit. And if you're 35 or under, you can take advantage of the junior executive offer that's only $140 a month. And if you join now, it's only $100 a month from now until December for any membership, limited membership excluded. That's at Irene Golf and Country Club because you deserve the country club lifestyle, located off Hex Cross near Shelby Drive, online, IreneGolfCC.com.
Step right up, folks. Step
Dad,
right
check
up.
It out. It's one of those old fortune teller machines. Got a quarter?
Sure.
I see a broken collarbone in your future. The pain will keep your entire family awake.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. Ooh, that sounds expensive.
It's very expensive.
Ooh.
You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. With affordable individual and family plans, call Farm Bureau Health Plan. We've got you covered.
Calling all duck hunters, it's Bass Pro Shops Flocktoberfest, October 12th and 13th at the Memphis Pyramid, with huge savings on the gear you need. Free seminars by expert duck hunters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.